The Bachelor, everyone. My name is daughter of Yusha Abel Debriah Hawkins, and I'd like to serve you as the priestess starting very soon. Now, it is nice to find your seats for several services. The Bachelor, everyone. My name is daughter of Yusha Abel Debriah, and I want to serve you as the priestess starting very soon. It's a full attorney honor to present to you the sons and daughters of Yusha Abel now enter the sanctuary. Turn it over to the priest. Turn it over to the priest.
Shalom, everyone. Please pay close attention to this whole service. There is going to be tons of knowledge and understanding that will be coming to you. This can only be achieved at the house of Yah. Prophecy, laws of health, and Yamatria all added up to one fantastic lesson. And with this, I'd like to turn it over to the first teacher.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. As our first speaker had already told you, it's only at the house of Yahweh. In just a few minutes, we will be hearing from Yahweh's prophesied witness in these last days, as shown in Revelation 11. Several speakers will be bringing forth messages that have been inspired by Yahweh through the Yamatria about this man. So please pay attention, stay tuned in, and listen earnestly. Take notes to study afterwards. We do not want to miss the message that the one sent by Yahweh, Pastor Yisrael Hawkins, will be bringing us today. Now, my title of my speech today is Yochanan Mark 13:10. And it says, "But the message must first be published through all the nations." And the way the overseer is publishing and fulfilling this prophecy in these last days is through the Yisrael Hawkins Says program. Can I have my first slide, please? Now, the Yisrael Hawkins Says program is best accessed through the website yahweh.com, as shown on your screen. The screen at the bottom of the screen, you'll see a laptop screen, which is on the left, and the phone screen, which is on the right. This is going to be how it's going. I'm going to show you this the whole way through this presentation. At the top of each screen, it says, "Access Yisrael Hawkins Says Here." This is where you want to click with your mouse or touch your screen on the word here, and you will enter the Yisrael Says program. If I could have my next slide, please. And this is what the program looks like. Okay, it has Yisrael Hawkins at the top. It's Yisrael Hawkins Says is at the top also. And the books of Yisrael will be shown on your screen, whether it be on your laptop or your phone. If you do not see the books of Yisrael on your screen, you need to exit that program and re-enter it. Otherwise, the program will not work. Can I have my next slide, please? Now, you can start typing your search question right away in the text box to the left of the Go button, if you see the arrows pointing to the text box. This option, if you choose this option to start texting and hit the Go button, will search all of the books that are uploaded into the program. Can I have my next slide, please? Okay, now, there are options for you at this point. On the left text box, it says choose type. What you want to do is choose the type of book you would like to research in if you want to fine-tune your research. You choose the type of the book. A pull-down menu will show, as you can see, on the right side of the screen. You choose the book. I've chosen the books of Yisrael. In the middle of the pull-down menu, you'll have the lists. It lists the books of Yisrael uploaded into the program. You can choose your book, and then you can type your search in the text box to the left of the Go button. And then, if I could have my next slide, the second option, again, choose your type. The second option at this time is the special books. Now, these are the books that are not the books of Israel. As you see, you select the special books. The pull-down menu says, choose your book. The books that are available are the Book of Yahweh, The Mark of the Beast, Part 1 and 2, The Birth of the Nuclear Baby, The Real Cause of Global Warming, and Satan, Satan's Worship. As you can see, you choose your book, then you type your search in the text box beside the Go button. If I can have my next slide, please. Now, this is how it looks on the phone. Same principles apply. You choose your type, the little screen will show up. You choose your book, and then you can type your text into the Go button. If I can have my next slide, please. Now, as you type your question, suggestions are given to you from the program. They're shown in the little gray boxes underneath the text box. As you type, the suggestions change. Now, the rest of these slides that I will be showing you, I have chosen to choose one of the suggestions, and it will show you how it works. Then what you do is you choose one of the suggestions, then hit the Go button to activate your search. Again, this will open a new window with a list of the new books. Can I have my next slide, please? Okay, now this is the search results that are shown and on the selection that I chose. Set your mind on high things. I started this search with set your mind, and I wanted to see what was coming up. As you can see, the first choice of is the Book of Yahweh, which gives you chapter 12, verse 16. The second one is the second book of Yisroel, which gives you the words Yisroel has given us pertaining to the Book of Yahweh's scripture, chapter 12, verse 16. Come on, my next slide, please. Again, this is how it's shown on the phone. Now, can I have my next slide? And this again is the books shown on your phone. And can I have my last slide, please? Now, this, I chose to enter the Book of Yahweh. You enter the books by either clicking on the book or using your touchscreen and you touch the book. And what it does is it takes you to the chapter of the book, and then it scrolls down to the verse you've selected. I have it highlighted. And it says, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate yourselves with the humble. Do not be wise in your own conceits. This is a quick summary and overview of the House of Yahweh's Yisroel Says program. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to the next speaker.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You can be seated. Now, a few Sabbaths back, Pastor said that this is the dressing place. You remember that? And what I thought about is we are learning how we ought to conduct ourselves in the house of Yahweh so that we will conduct ourselves forever, eternal. The kingdom of Yahweh is eternal. And we're building points here in the house of Yahweh right now. And in the 18th book of Yisroel, chapter 38, that is the title of the topic. We are building, the title of the sermon, we are building up points in heaven. And I have my Ametrius for that. 2698, 2022, and 337. 2698 in the Hebrew means a yad. And it's a feminine plural of the Hebrew word 2691, which means a court, tower, village, and also a hamlet. And what that made me think about is the scripture that talks about the court. It's the Psalms 84, verse 10 says, for a day in your house is better than 1,000 other days. And also that word, 2691, it also meant a hamlet. And I checked the definition of a hamlet, and it's a small settlement, generally one smaller than a village. And I thought about the house of Yahweh because we are small. And the scripture that goes with that is Psalms 119, 141, which says, we are small and despised, but we will not forget of your precepts. The other And that 2691 comes from 2690, which means to properly sound a stockade, and this is, it also means a trumpet. And we know who is the greatest trumpeter in these last days? Yahweh! Praise Yahweh. 2022 is the other Yametria, and we all know what 2022 means. What does it mean? Mountain, promotion, which is the house of Yahweh. And as we're here learning how to be accountable, learning how to conduct ourselves the righteous way, we are also thinking Yahweh every single second. We need to be thinking Yahweh to keep our laws, to change the negative thoughts to positive ones through the laws of Yahweh. And I put in there, Metria, when you're thinking Yahweh, you are accountable. And those are the numbers that came up. 2868 means to clutch, take away. And that made me think of the positive law number 6, which says hold fast to Yahweh. And also we've been told over and over again we need to hold fast like a bulldog. 4393 was the other number, and it meant to bear forward, that is to produce, figuratively to build, to bring forth. Now, we know that in the scriptures, they talk about religions as trees. And in Genesis 2:9, we have two trees. It shows two trees, the tree of life and the tree of the mixture, the righteousness and evil. And the tree of life is of perfect righteousness. And the tree of the knowledge of righteousness and evil, it's Babylon, which means confusion. And they are confused because they don't have unity among them. And that's why we have 1,499 religions in this world, and all of them proclaim to be teaching the truth, but are they? No. And how do we know they're not? Because they're not prophesied, right? Now, in the house of Yahweh, as we learn how to conduct ourselves still, we get the knowledge from the books of Israel, right? Because it's only pastor who is able to explain the scriptures to a point where we can understand. We cannot just read the scriptures and understand it. We need a teacher. And he has wrote the books of Israel for us. And when we read them, we understand those scriptures in depth. So I put in the metria, you'll get knowledge from the books of Israel. And those are the numbers that came up. 2088, you remember that? One on this side, one on the other side. Daniel 4, Daniel 12 verse 5. And so Yahweh's teaching us, if you turn to Revelation 11 verse 5. It says, and if any among them determines in his mind to commit sin, every word of Yahweh, the laws and the prophets, like the two-edged sword of fire proceeds out of the mouth of the spokesman of them, and he devours the enemies. And if any among them should continue to commit sin in this manner, it is binding for him to be destroyed. Pastor is the spokesman. We all agree. It even says that in the side note. And that word devour their enemies, is through the teachings that we are able to teach them Yahweh's way. By showing them and teaching them what they need to do and what the curses of sin brings. Now, my last yametria is be separate from the world, which we know as we learn how to conduct ourselves in the house of Yahweh, we are separating ourselves from the world. And those are my yametrias. I will only deal with two of them, and 249 in the Hebrew means to spring up, and that made me think of Isaiah 44 verse 4, which says, we will spring up as willows by the watercourses, and it comes from 22:24, which means rise, rise up, arise. And in Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, if you turn there, It says, "But you who reverence my name, the light of righteousness will arise with healing in its wings, and you will go out leaping like calves released from the stall." And the last one is 1494. In the Hebrew, it means to cut off. And that's what will occur to those people who are not separate from the world. Yahweh does not have a mixture in him. He is pure. So if you don't separate yourself from the world and be totally 100% in alignment with Yahweh, you're going to be cut off. So I encourage you to study the books of Israel, because that's where we gain our knowledge. And with this, I'll turn to the next speaker.
Shalom, everyone. Please be seated. All right, so if you can remember, about 2 weeks ago when Pastor spoke last time, the date is Samuel 22, 2020, or 1-18-2020. We have a few questions, okay? It's for everybody to answer. So we're in the time of the end. We're in the last 3.5 years. This generation started in the year 1934. All right. So you were paying attention to when he spoke. Great. Pastor was going over Daniel 12 a lot, and he was showing that those three main points, and also the invention of the computer, the invention of the nuclear bomb, and the birth of Yahweh's last day's witness, are all shown in Daniel chapter 12. So let's go there right quick to Daniel chapter 12 on page 684. So Daniel chapter 12 on page 684, we have verse 1. There will be a great time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation to that same time. Yahshua in Matthew chapter 24 called it the great tribulation. So we know that's the greatest time of trouble spoken of. We have the two witnesses. Well, first we have the increase of knowledge in verse 4. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book to the time of the end. Many will run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased. All right? Verse 5, then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood two others. And we know that is Yahweh's two witnesses. So all these things are defining the time of the end. Okay, he went over Matthew 24:15, where Yahshua mentions the writings of Yahweh's prophet Daniel. Also Revelation 11, verses 1 through 4, where it talks about the two witnesses foretelling the events of the last 3.5 years. Okay, so one of the main prophecies for this time period is shown in many different scriptures that we're all familiar with. For example, Isaiah 24, 1 through 6, that talks about the great burning and few men left. And we actually are going to go to 2 Kefa 3:10 and read about the burning in this scripture. So 2 Kefa 3:10 on page 963. And I really encourage you to go on your own time, study 2 Kefa chapter 3 with the books of Israel, because it's one of those chapters where you can see the beginning of Yahweh's plan tied into the end. It's a really beautiful chapter to study. Okay, so verse 10 we have, "But the day of Yahweh will come to pass as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up." Let's go down to verse 12. "You must earnestly look for and long for the day of Yahweh, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat." Now, did you see the word will? Will, that means it's going to occur. It's going to occur in this time period. Now, I know you've all seen, I believe it was last week, where we all know what the doomsday clock is, right? Where it's the man-made thing where they count down the time to a global catastrophe or all-out nuclear war. And it was invented in 1947, and the first time it was set at 7 minutes till midnight. And 7 in Hebrew means to destroy, perish, die, or cease to exist. Now, we all heard the news that they moved it to, like, was it 100 seconds to midnight? And I want you to think of that and how Yahweh's been holding back the wars for quite a while now to get us ready and to fulfill the rest of his prophecies. He has a 6,000-year clock that we're at the very end now. And I know we're all familiar with this because we've been going over the first Book of Israel series in class. And one of the first sermons in there is the clock will start ticking off the last 3.5 years called the end. So we're going to see how this mankind's doomsday clock is tied into pastor's tag number. Can we have the first gematria? We have the doomsday clock, 828. And 828 is what, everyone? Pastor's birth date. Nice job. The next one. Nuclear generation doomsday clock, 322. What is 322? Pastor's tag, yes. The next one. Doomsday clock, Satan and God's at war. And who told us that? Yisrael Hawkins, and his tag number is 322. Okay, so only a House of Yahweh member, only us and those who are watching and those tuned in would understand what those numbers mean, that Yahweh put their way back in the beginning. Remember in Genesis 11:6, Yahweh said that nothing that they purposed to do would be withheld from them. Okay, so all that's coming to this time period. But on the other hand, Yahweh has his work going, and something amazing that Pastor talked about the last time he spoke, NASA discovering the tiny numbers in the Dead Sea Scrolls with their magnifying equipment. Does everybody remember that? And he said, Yahweh's garden of genes and greens. He created the tree with the genes to have the numbers in them. And can we get the gematria for that? The last gematria? Numbered paper, 828. Yahweh put those numbers in the paper of the writings of the apostles and prophets for us. Okay, so let's go back to 2 Kefa 3:11 right quick on page 963. And look at verse 12. 2 Kefa 3:12. No, 2 Kefa 3:11. Sorry about that. Since all these things will then be dissolved, this is where we have to apply ourselves. What manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and righteousness? We're getting ready for this time of the end and proving ourselves worthy to escape, as it says in Luke 21:36. And with this, if y'all please stand up and turn it over to next speaker.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I'm super excited right now. I was trying to calm myself down, but I'm just super stoked. Okay, first of all, it's just a blessing waking up and being in a part of the House of Yahweh. I mean, even the classes, they're so inspiring. We have wonderful, wonderful teachers here. So for those out there, if you're seeking and if you're craving knowledge, this is a place that you need to come to for the knowledge and wisdom. So it's so also extremely, Yahweh just is amazing, okay? I know y'all see it in your everyday lives, the little things. There's little things that he gives us, and we're all like, hold on, that person said this, this person said this, and you're all like, wow, Yahweh's just like here a little and there a little and just inspiring everyone. It's amazing. So just as the speakers before me, I wanted to mention this, and the speakers already mentioned before me, but on the behalf of two or three witnesses, let the matter be established. So I was also going to mention the fact that, you know, like the last time Overseer spoke, he was saying that this is the dressing place to meet with Yahweh and Yahshua. So we have to come here for the answers to learn how to be acceptable to Yahweh. This also leads me to my title, Accept This Yasim Offer. It's the very last one. This reminded me of, you know, the wise woman that Overseer spoke about. And it's mentioned in 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 18. They used to speak long ago saying, to receive an answer, ask at Abel, and that would settle a matter. So here in the last days, it's named also after the first righteous priest whose name was Abel. So we go here for the answers for all our scriptural questions. But we also have askyisrael.com in the last days generation. So Solomon clearly states a prophetic rule, and I took this out of the Mark of the Beast, volume 2. Solomon clearly states the prophetic rule, that which was will be again. So the first house of Yahweh stood on a site named after the first righteous priest, Abel, and so as it is this day. As stated in Isaiah 2:2 and Micaiah 4:1, in the last days, the house of Yahweh will be established in the chief of the nations. Now, going back to this wise woman, going to Zechariah 5:9, where it speaks about women. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, two women, the last two heirs of the house of Yahweh. And I was thinking about this, because the Proverb 14:1, it says, the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. So I was thinking about this wise woman, you know, the one that says to go ask at Abel, and the woman spoken of in Zechariah 5:11, where it says the two women sent with commandments to build the house of Yahweh, as mentioned in verse 11. And he said to me, where are they going? To build the house of Yahweh according to the standard of perfection sent by Yahweh's laws. So I wanted Yahweh inspired this to be put in the Yalmatria. House of builders. This is going to go along with the parables of the tenant, chapter 21, and the parable of the wedding feast. House of builders is 179 and 1074. And bringing back to remembrance that 1074 in the Hebrew is the firstborns, the first fruits unto Yahweh, and 1074 in the Greek is a generation, the last day's generation. And as you can see, overseer pointing to his car tag. The next Yalmatria we have is the wise builders. And it's also 1074. Which is, that's awesome. Now the next one we have is a wise woman built her the house. And as you notice, it's 322, the west in the Hebrew, and in the Greek, it means to appoint. Isn't that amazing? Praise Yahweh. And going back to the very beginning, because they rejected Abel. They've always rejected the righteous teachings of Yahweh's, the people sent by Yahweh, as spoken of by the wicked tenants, because they were the, as mentioned in Matthew 21:42, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the headstone of the corner? This is Yahweh's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Yahweh's house, from the beginning, the tree of life was always rejected, and the last days will be rejected by those who don't accept practicing righteousness. But for those who do accept righteousness will be accepted and given right to the tree of life. And in the last days, the gates of Sheol, the grave, will not prevail against this final work. Now, if you would all please stand, I'll turn it over to the next speaker.
Shalom. Please be seated in the great house of Yahweh. As I get ready to put up the first Yalmatria, it's called Yahweh's Feast of Life Eternal. And you see the number 1961, 1608, and 268. I want you to know that in keeping the feasts of Yahweh, you will learn, and you will learn how to have life eternal. That 1961 is the Heyah. And we know that goes to 1933, to exist, to come to pass, accomplish, to become. It came to pass. You know, Yahweh speaks as though it's already done. And in the legal passages, the use of Heya in describing Yahweh's relationship to his covenant people, to set forth what is desired and intended. And when you see the Heya, you know that in Exodus 3:14, that is the I Am, the Yahweh. Now, we know that the overseer started also. His existence was in 1933, where he was within the womb of his mother. And we also can see in that 1961, it's really speaking of the overseer, because the 9 plus the 1 is 10. And the 6 + 1 = 7, and that's Revelation 10:7. And in those days, when the voice of the seventh Malach speaks, you will see the revealing or the understanding of the words of Yahweh through his prophets, his servants, the prophets. Now it said covenant people. Covenant means a vow. Yahweh says he will be our father if we will keep his laws. And he will keep his part. And because we love Yahweh, we love his laws. We are the most honored people on the face of this earth. And I just want everyone to know how blessed you truly are, that Yahweh is truly in full control, and he's watching over us. And he keeps his promise to us. Praise Yahweh. Now, in the Greek, that 1961 means to stay over, to remain, and to continue, and to abide. It goes to the number 3306, to stay in a given place, to abide, to dwell. And we know that given place is mentioned in Deuteronomy 12:5, where it says, but you are to seek the habitation of Yahweh. So we know that the house of Yahweh had to be established in order to seek. And Yahweh did establish his house, and it's written in Isaiah 2:2 and Micaiah 4:1. And everything has to be written according to prophecy. If you don't see it in the scriptures, then it isn't prophesied. When you look in the scriptures, you see Israel Hawkins, you see the house of Yahweh established in these last days. It means that it can't be the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church has always been around under different names, trying to hide who they really are. But the house of Yahweh was cut off for only a time, but it's back, established according to prophecy. And that's why you can seek it now. And praise Yahweh that we are a part of this last day's work. That is the most amazing thing, this work in these last days. The number 268 means the hinder part, behind, back, west, time to come. Well, it says time to come, but the time has come. The time is here that the house of Yahweh is established, and it's synonymous with the number 322. And we know 322 is the overseer's tag number that tags him to Yahweh and shows us who he is. In the Greek, the 268. Okay. When you add those three numbers together, you get 3837, and that means to become white. And in the theological word book of the Old Testament, that number is 1074. Now, it's amazing, because when I put this in, you know, you always want to get a 322, a 828, or a 1074, but it didn't. But in the definitions, Yahweh still proves who Israel Hawkins is and this last day's work. Now, it says in the Greek, 3834, in all places everywhere of preaching. And we know that preaching was commissioned and foretold of in Matthew 24:14 and Yochanan Mark 13:10. It means healing and a command for repentance. Let's put up that next slide. So I put in some of these words. I said preaching Yahweh's kingdom in the... Oh, that's not the right one. But let's do that one. Well, you got that one up anyway right now. So it said a command for repentance. And you see that 633, that's Matthew 6:33. We all know that that means seek first. Nothing else matters in our life except to seek Yahweh first. Get rid of anything that interferes with seeking Yahweh first. Make that a priority. And now let's go to the next one. I'll have to see which one that's going to be. Preaching Yahweh's kingdom in the end day. Now, you know that Yeshua came saying, repent, for the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. And we see also there that Acts 3:19 is repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be forgiven, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of Yahweh. Yahweh is present with his covenant people on his Sabbath days and his feast days. And that's where we learn to have life eternal. Can I go to the next, Yemetria? Preaches the message of the kingdom. You see that 1962, that was the date that the overseer first went on the radio. where salvation was first offered in these last days. And that number 1006 means, it goes in Hebrew to Beit Yahweh, the house of Yahweh, the family of Yahweh, the great house of Yahweh. And that 1006 goes to feeding, an ox feeding. Now, usually you feed the ox, but this shows that the ox is feeding. So in this here, let me grab this quick. Sorry. I don't know if you all can see that. Maybe it'll be better if I just put that up here. Can I see this here? Okay, you see right here it says hidden in a name, and it says, well, you might not be able to see that, but it says a wild ox or buffalo. So I put in the Yematria. Who is the wild ox spoken of in prophecy? And you see that 3479? Can we see that? Goes to 3478, and that ox, that buffalo, is no other than Israel, the last day's anointed witness. And that name meant hidden in order to restore the holy house of Yahweh. To have life eternal, we must keep the feast, and I hope we see everyone here to keep Yahweh's feast, to learn of how to keep that life eternal. Praise Yahweh. Let me turn it over to the next speaker.
The videos coming out of Wuhan are incredible, and we'll show you some here. Of course, people passing out in the streets. You can see they have these small containment vehicles of people who are suspected to have the virus that they move them around in. Again, just more and more people passing out on the roadside. Elsewhere, you have people being removed on stretchers. You have overcrowded hospitals, people just crowding in and slamming up against each other in an attempt to try to figure out if they have this virus. And then, of course, you have the roadblocks and the police standing at the train stations preventing people from leaving Wuhan City. Now, flights out of Wuhan are still happening, but you have to get checked. And you also see the chaos going on at supermarkets in Wuhan. You can just see the absolute breakdown of society in general as the panic spreads.
Please be seated. Hopefully that brought to light in your mind Psalm 91, because we're starting to see these things come to pass. The title of my speech is Come Out from Nimrod, just like Yisroel Hawkins did. Praise Yahweh. I'd like to start with 2 Corinthians 6, verses 17 and 18, if you'll turn there. 2 Corinthians 6, verses 17 and 18, and it says, therefore come out from among them and be separate, says Yahweh. Do not touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says Yahweh Almighty. I want you to think about what we just saw. This is the beginning of the end. 10,000 people in China are, at the last time that I saw, it's climbing, have that virus. They're dropping in the streets. They're building hospitals just for these victims of this virus. There are some in the United States and in other countries as well. They're closing borders. Our great overseer has told us at least four times to be at this Passover, and we really need to take heed to his warning. If we don't, we might not get another opportunity. I'd like to show you a map of Nimrod, a map of Nimrod here. And if you could see, it says that, I looked it up on the internet, and it says that Nimrod was actually named after the biblical character of the same name. Now, why would anyone want to name their town after Nimrod? We know Nimrod was not like a productive, righteous person in the scriptures, right? So I'm gonna, as I keep that up there on the screen for you, I wanna read, because it says it, Nimrod runs through Farm Road 569. And I looked 569 up in the Greek, and it means to be unbelieving. That is deceive, oh, disobey, believe not. From Greek 571, without faith, specifically a heathen, untrustworthy or incredible. Now, think about that. That city was named just exactly like what Nimrod is, right? This Nimrod system. We know it's a system, not a person, right? but they think it's a person. They named it after this biblical character, and it fits it to a T. But what does Yahweh say in Amosha 3:6? Everyone, please turn to Amosha 3:6. Amosha 3:6. Because it says, will a trumpet be blown in a city and the people not be afraid? Will iniquity fostered by religious imposters be taking place in a city and Yahweh not also have a righteous work there? Our pastor told us a story about how him and his brother baptized one another. And I want to show you right now a Yematria, because I put in baptized in Nimrod. Baptized in Nimrod. And as you can see on the screen there, the numbers are 179, 943, and 1074. Now, well, we know 179 means permanent and endless, which is this work is permanent and it is endless. And G943, remember it says baptized in Nimrod, it means a bath. Now, how funny is Yahweh? In, of course, Greek 1074, a generation. And in that generation, the generation of the two witnesses, Yahweh allowed that to be done in Nimrod, calling him out of Nimrod, just like Yeshua, right? Now, if you think about this, I wanted to show a book of Israel. This is the third book of Israel, because this is very important. I'm going to read this. It's kind of long, but bear with me. This is the third book of Israel, chapter 15, verses 58 through 62 and 64 through 68, and I just took some excerpts. And it says, before I went to college, I was trying to finish a course with American High School. I was paying rent at the time, and I couldn't seem to get the time to pay all these stupid bills. I had this camper trailer. This man owned some property, and I asked him if I could park the camp trailer there. All I wanted to do was get out of paying those bills so I could study. This way, I could cut down on the hours that I had to work. I was selling Bibles at that time. I had to cut down to where I was selling Bibles only like 2 or 3 days a week. I can't remember exactly, and studying the rest of the time. Anyway, I cut it down by moving into this trailer. My commode was a shovel and a hole in the ground, like in the wilderness. That mattered not to me. My bathtub, the water was more muddy than my body, but it got the stink off and the sweat off and the salt. The mosquitoes would carry me off. I hated that part, but that was the only thing I hated about it. It got a little bit hot in the summertime. I didn't have any electricity there. My light was a kerosene lamp, which I often still burn. We did our studies by kerosene light. He was talking about when he was young now. This was all I wanted to do. You can take everything else from me. Just give me a desk and give me my books. As long as I have my books and something to lay them on, just a plain table or whatever, and my studies, I'm perfectly content. I don't mind hardships. Yahweh proved me in that. I don't mind them today. I'm perfectly willing to sit wherever I can put my books, as long as I can study. Pastor says then, notice the blessing that comes with this. Matithia 5:3. Theirs is the kingdom. This is what you have to be willing to prove to Yahweh. This is only a proving ground. Now, pastors made the call, and we have to take heed. We can't say, oh, you know, if I go to Abilene, I won't have the comforts of this and I won't have that. Remember, just like Pastor Israel Hawkins, we have to be willing to give up everything and anything to prove ourselves for this kingdom. It's that serious. They could actually institute martial law in a moment. If we don't come to this Passover and be ready and be prepared and take the instructions that our overseer gives us, we might not get another opportunity. We are here. We are at the end. This is the most exciting time to be in the house of Yahweh. Even though people are dropping all around us, like Psalm says, it will not come near us if we make this house our house, Yahweh's house, our house. Praise Yahweh. Please stand and be ready. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to the great priest in Yahweh's house. Praise Yahweh.
This is our house, right? No one can take that away except us. Praise Yahweh. At this time, we get to hear from Great Deacon Michael Ossoff.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you and all our family out there in the world. Shabbat Shalom. It won't be long. You'll be with us here in paradise at the great house of Yahweh at Abel. Prophecies are being fulfilled. We're going to move quickly. I want to remind everybody, of course, the most familiar scripture is Isaiah 2:2, the house of Yahweh being established. But let's turn over to Revelation 11. Revelation 11. We're going to cover some prophecies real quick before we get into this. Revelation 11, it's found on page 977. Revelation 11:3, and of course it says, I will give to my two witnesses, Israel and Jacob, to perform their prophetic offices, and they will foretell events about the 1,260 days, those cast about with darkness. And that's what they were called and appointed to do. Quickly, let's turn over to Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44, and that's found on page 558. And in verse 1 and 2, it reads, Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what Yahweh says, who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, and Yeshurun, beloved Israel, whom I have appointed. Look down to verse 7. And who, as I, Yahweh, will foretell the prophecies that are to come and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things which are coming and will come, let them foretell. Quickly turn over to Daniel 9:27. Daniel 9:27, that's found on page 681. Daniel 9:27, and I'm going to go ahead and read while you're turning there. And it reads, And he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, 7 years, and in the midst of the week, he will cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And Netanyahu shut the peace treaty down that was signed in 1993 and instituted back then. Netanyahu shut it down because he said it was he felt it was detrimental to Israel. Instead, he will cause the prevalence of the Lord of heaven, even until the destruction that is determined will be poured out upon the desolator. Quickly turn over to Daniel 12. Daniel 12, that's found on page 684. Daniel 12. And in verse 6, Daniel 12, it reads, And what said to the man clothed in linen, who was on that future day, now is teaching, how long will it be to the end of these wonders? And then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was on that future day, is teaching, when he held up his right hand and his left hand towards heaven and vowed by him who lives forever that it will be for a time, times and a half, when Yahweh will have accomplished pouring out his power through his holy people, all these things will be finished. We are in the last 3.5 years, and the peace plan has been brought forth now by President Trump, and it's being presented at this time, and there's many things to come on it. So I had other code searches ready, but this one came up just at the last minute, and Pastor Israel said, let's bring this one. So let's get right into it. The title of this code search is The Peace Plan 2020. Okay? Now, this had a lot of great stuff in it. Now, the prophecies are being fulfilled right before our very eyes, and it won't be long. We're going to be all here together, and Yahweh's kingdom is going to be established very soon. So the time is at hand, so let's get into this. Right here was the main search, and that was Peace Plan 2020. It had a letter skip of 57,758 characters or letters between each letter. Okay, now the first thing that came up was right here, and that was Trump. And one thing I want to point out is it's amazing how everything is packed in right here, and there's equal distances between each letter. And it's like Yahweh took all these things and stamped them in there, and they're absolutely perfect how it's laid out. But again, okay, so we have Peace Plan 2020. with Trump right here, okay? Then over here, crossing Peace Plan 220, and it's connected to something else here we'll get to later, is backfire. It's going to end in destruction. We know that. Backfire. Then down here, we have Catholic. Catholic. All right. Right here, crossing Peace Plan 2020 is continuation, and it is a continuation of the same Oslo Accord. All right. Then over here, we have destruction, which is what we know it will end in. It's going to end in destruction, with four-fifths of mankind being destroyed upon the face of the earth. Destruction. Then right here, we have Clinton. Okay, Clinton, who was instrumental in the bringing forth of the peace plan in 1993 with Arafat and Rabin. Okay, then right here, divides. And we know that's what it's been doing since it's been instituted, is dividing the people. Then right here, we have Rabin, and of course, it connects to Clinton. Okay? Then right here, we have Jerusalem, and they're pushing for, you know, both Israel and the Palestinians want Jerusalem as their capital. So we have Jerusalem. Then right here, we have this Roman month, which begins with a J, which is the month that this peace plan 2020 was brought forth, right here, the Roman month that begins with J, which is just ended, okay? Then over here we have Oslo, which is where the 1993 plan was put together and arranged and where the meetings took place. Over here we have prophecy. And we know that it was prophetic. We knew everything was to take place. Then now crossing Jerusalem, we have two state. And that's what Donald Trump, President Trump, had said. They are offering a two-state solution, and it crosses Jerusalem. Then right here we have Abbas, who has rejected this plan. So we have Abbas right here, and then of course the next thing that came up after that was the word rejected over here by Trump, and it also crosses Oslo. So it's constantly been rejected by the Palestinians. They have not agreed to hardly anything on it. They want all or nothing, and it's getting to the point where they're offering them what they're offering them, but there will be some negotiation. You can rest assured on that. Okay, so we have that. We have rejected. Up here, crossing Peace Plan 2020, we have capital, which crosses two state, which crosses Jerusalem. Now, the next thing that came up shows you what it's going to end up. It's what it's going to lead to and what will follow. And Pastor and I were both absolutely amazed when we saw this. Peace, true peace. Okay? That's amazing. I mean, for the words to come up in that order, I mean, that is really amazing to see that Yahweh had these things arranged thousands, if not millions of years ago, trillions of years ago. And then last came up right here is the Hebrew word. This Hebrew word here means finished, complete, absolute, accomplished, done, end. And that's it. Now, some other words that came up that were equally as amazing. Now, Arafat's name did come up, and it was a little off the page, so I figured I'd just cover that. Arafat's name is over here. And then last offer was mixed in here. And they're saying this is to the Palestinian people. This is your last offer. All right, so now some other words that came up were apocalyptic, beginning, burn, calamitous, conquest, darkening, grievous, hate, settlements, and yada. The time is at hand, brethren. The peace plan has been brought forth. The final phase of it, the last 3.5 years, has begun. And we see the viruses and sicknesses and diseases building upon the earth. The earthquakes that are going on all over the planet more than ever. The time's at hand. Stay close to Yahweh. Get with your counselors if you're having difficulties with things. They will help you and guide you. Submit to Yahweh, and He will protect all of us and help us be ready when Yahshua returns, okay? Don't fear. Yahweh's here for us, but we have to make sure that we're following all we're instructed to follow so He can help us and protect us, okay? Yahweh bless your Sabbath. Care for one another, build each other up, love one another. We need it now more than ever. So with that, if you'll all please stand, which you are, I have the honor to turn it over to a great priest in Yahweh's house, the great Kohen Benjamin Krause Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints. Please be seated. Yahweh's peace be with you all and everyone watching. Okay, let's go ahead and put up the title slide. Okay, look closely, because you'll see something in that title there. It's called The Teacher of Daniel, The Teacher of Us All. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about today. The Teacher of Daniel, The Teacher of Us All. Here we see Pastor Israel Hawkins, tag number 1074. Yahweh says He's my witness, and we're going to prove today that He taught Daniel, and He's teaching us. He taught Daniel on that sea of glass. Let's start with the next slide. Now, I left off last time talking about this van park down here at the Peaceful Scene, and it ties into this sermon that Pastor gave on 9906, called Learning to Prophesy, number 12, The Four Messengers That Hurt the Earth and the Sea Are Now Loosed for the 13-Month Trial. Sermon from 9-9-2006, that comes up to 7613 in Yematria. What an amazing coincidence, right? And you remember 7613, remember the purple song about the exaltation and rancor character, and that peace van being about character education, cheerfulness, you know, to be accepted and exalted, lifted up, pardoned, promoted, spared. Now look at the word swore. You've been learning about swearing, and I'm not talking about cussing, I'm talking about making vows, okay, promises. Let's go to the next slide. Now, this is from the sixth book, the same thing. It's called the Sixth Book of Israel, chapter 28. That's where this is from. That's one of Pastor's lot numbers, 28. And it's from verses 121 to 123 that Pastor lifts his hands and he makes this vow, which we're going to watch right now. And that, by the way, that title I just gave you is 1074 in Yematria. What an amazing coincidence, right? So let's play the video.
But the authority now, by the authority, listen to me closely, by the authority invested in me by Yahshua, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, I do announce to all who can hear that I, Yisrael Hawkins, the last day's witness, do loose the four messengers of the nations spoken of in the Revelation 6, 7, and 9 for the purpose of fulfilling that hour of trial, that time season of trial, which will now come upon all those who dwell upon the earth, to prove that governments of the people and by the people do not bring peace. It will be for a time and times and the divided time when Yahweh will have accomplished pouring out his power through his holy people. All these things will be finished. Praise Yahweh.
So what day was that? 9/9/6. Now, I told you that Pastor is a teacher of Daniel. And the great deacon just read you about the man clothed in linen who on that future day is teaching when he held up his right hand and his left hand toward heaven. Daniel witnessed this. And if you remember, when you read Daniel 9, the man of Yahweh, Pastor Israel Hawkins, is the one talking to him. I'm going to prove it to you. That future day. Can I have my next slide? Future day? 9/9/6? Daniel gave you the date? Wow, what a coincidence, right, House of Yahweh? Now let's look at the meaning of 9/9/6 and think about teachers. To discern, discernment, to explain, to gain understanding. Give you an understanding. Gives understanding. Learned, skilled, teacher. To mark, to make to understand. To make to understand. Remember that. And 9/9/6 in the Greek means a helper, help, aid. From 9/9/5 to shout, cry, to call out. To call aloud, to proclaim, crying. Remember the voice of the one crying in the wilderness? Loudly declaring, speak with a loud, strong voice, to call. All right? Now let's look at the text of Daniel 9:22 from the interlinear on this next slide. Notice, in Daniel 9:22, remember it says he came to talk to Daniel to give him an understanding? Look at the word that's used here. It's the same word. Notice Daniel 9:22, you see 9/9/5 circled and you see 9/9/8. They both come from 9/9/6, which I just read to you. To explain, to give an understanding, gives understanding, make to understand. Remember the Moloch came to make him understand the vision. Wow, what a coincidence, right, House of Yahweh? All right, let's look at some more coincidences. Can I have my next slide? So, the sixth book of Israel. Next slide, please. Okay. This is Pastor's vow, word for word, loaded in the Gematria. And you get 6963, and it means sound. Remember, in the days of the voice of the seventh Moloch, when he will sound? Sound, voice, proclamation. Sounds, speaks, thunder. Remember that voice like thunder? Voice was like the sound. Witness. Witness. And it's from 4853, an utterance, a doom, a prophecy. Remember, he was talking about this last 3.5 years. From 5375, which we just saw in the first slide, that 7613, swore. Remember, he made a vow. He lifted up his hands and he made this vow. Next slide. Now, what took place? Because that was on 9/9, and he was talking about 9/12 and the quartet being loosed. Well, it was loosed. Remember, the war did begin. But do you remember this Admiral William J. Fallon that Yahweh used? He was one of the men that Yahweh used to hold this thing back so we could be marked, sealed. Remember the sealing of the saints? Okay, so let's look. The sixth book of Israel, learning to prophesy 12. Here's where it's hidden. The first number is 610. If you remember, 610 is when it was announced that the last 3.5 years is now in effect. Remember on Pentecost, this past Pentecost? Hebrew 3660 is the second number, and it means aim, appointed, certainty, confirm, determine, established, firmly established, get yourself ready. Remember, Pastor told us at that time, get ready. And he said, even if it doesn't come to pass, get ready. Because he knew at that time, don't be fooled. Yahweh knew at that time we weren't ready yet, but he also knew other things had to be fulfilled. Okay? But Yahweh's testing us to see if we're going to believe without seeing, right? Made ready, make sure, ordered, prepared, set in order, ready. And then 3660 in the Greek means to swear, to promise with an oath. And then the third number, 4623, notice what took place. Restraint from 6113, held back. Held back, prevented. To hold back, stopped. And 46:23 in the Greek means quiet, silent, to hold peace, metaphorically of a calm, quiet sea. Remember, the sea remained calm. The war didn't take place at that time. The sea is the people, multitudes and nations. Can I have my next slide? Okay, now this is the text of Daniel 9:22-27. And this is what Pastor taught us all along. If you go back and read that sermon from 9906, Pastor explains this whole thing about how he'd been teaching about this last 70 weeks of Daniel, okay? And that who was involved in this peace plan, which was Yada. Because if you'll notice, when you load the whole text of Daniel 9:22-27, first number is 1248, and it means sons, Egyptians, Babylonians, beasts, sons, warriors, scoundrels, wicked, whelps. Remember the lion's whelps, Yada? From 1129, builders, the masons. The second number, 7849, means to be evil, evildoers, do harm, hurt, mischief, wicked, wicked doer, wickedly, to rule, shepherd. Remember, they have the staff, the rod, and they're supposed to be shepherding the people, but they have an evil staff or an evil rod that they're using. And then the last number, 8275, shows without a doubt, scepter, a rod of empire, from 7626, a rod, staff, scepter, tribe, spears. Remember, Cain means spears. They follow the way of Cain. A stick for punishing and ruling. And it means to branch off. Okay, so let's go to the next slide. When you add up all those definitions I just gave you, you get the number 1701. And notice, remember, Yahweh's been teaching us, and he taught Daniel. Pastor taught Daniel, and he's instructed us. Now remember, when you add these up, it's 1701 from 1697, which means speech and word and account. It means instructed, message, oath, plan, says. Remember, Israel says. Remember that information you heard this morning? The Israel Says program, speech, talk, talking, message, to speak, declare, preach, proclaim. Spoke, statements, I'm skipping through some of these, tell, utter, be spokesman, teach. Remember, he's the spokesman of the two witnesses. Can I have my next slide? Put all those in your matria that I just read you, and you get the number 1396. Okay, and it means to be strong, mighty. And it means to confirm, make affirm. This is the very word, 1396, that's used in Daniel 9:27 about the strong covenant. Remember, he will make a firm covenant or a strong covenant of 7 years. Well, lo and behold, just the other day, President Trump got together with Benjamin. Okay? That's important in later sermons. They got together on 1/28/2020. Can I have my next slide? Because if you notice the day-date span there, it was 1,370 weeks exactly from the time that the Oslo was signed on September 13th of 93. And notice, 1,376 means Lord. Lord? Really? Something about the prevalence of the Lord of heaven? Remember that? Lord, from 1,396, the number we just saw on the last slide, which means to confirm or make a firm or a strong covenant, that's used in Daniel 9:27. That word 1396. You see it circled there, right? He shall confirm. Wow, what another amazing coincidence. Now let's look at the next slide so we can see who's behind this. If you put the full text of Daniel 9 just the way it is, don't leave anything out, just load it in your Matria calculator, notice you get 5178. From 5175, and it means a serpent, snake, to practice divination. Go online and look up Vatican. It means divining serpent. The Vatican is the one that's behind this seven-year covenant. 3106 is the second word, and it means to lead, conduct, bring forth, lead forth. Remember, they're the leaders of the kings of the earth. And the third number, 3772, what? It means covenant. It means covenant, make an alliance, but notice it also means destroy, fail, utterly perish. That's what it's going to bring, destruction. Remember the abomination that brings desolation, or the Lord of heaven. Let's go to the next slide. So Daniel said he saw a man clothed in linen who on that future day is teaching. Put that in your matria and you get pastor's dream, 512. And then you get 3072, which is Yahweh Zitkanu, which is 1074 in your matria. But the other number in Yahweh Zitkanu is 1840, and it means Daniel. Daniel, right? The one he taught. Let's go to the next slide. Put in the sixth book of Israel, page 290, where Pastor made his vow, and you get the number 534, which means branch, summit of a mountain, from 559 to utter, say, address, answer, command, to say, declare, plainly says, promised, saying, speaking, declare, publish, plainly speaks, tell, telling. And 534, lo and behold, is the very year in BY that Daniel wrote Daniel 12. Wow, what a coincidence. Where the vow was made that Daniel saw. The second number is 3204, and it means ordained of Yahweh. The third number is 3846, and it means to be white. Do you remember something about Daniel 12 about this man clothed in linen that's going to purify us ethically, morally? He's going to cleanse us through his teaching, become white, purify, to show whiteness, be purified, to cleanse oneself, to be purged, to cleanse from filthiness of sins. Well, let's prove who it is. Go to the next slide. Because that word, 3845, notice, it says, see Theological Word Book of the Old Testament, number 1074. Wow, what a coincidence. Doesn't that tell you who's going to do it? What an amazing coincidence. Go to the next slide. Let's look at another coincidence. Yahweh said he's my witness. Remember that song? He said he can take a chain link leash and rebuke and leash it around the Leviathan or something. Pretty cool song. Yahweh said he's my witness. 1074. That came out right after Pastor made that vow, that CD. And notice, the other number, 1767, notice how they write it. I just copied it. They put, instead of just 9, they put 99. 99, remember? 9906, my witness. They did it in Bible Hub, too. They put 99 instead of just the word 9. They put 999. What a coincidence, right, House of Yahweh? My witness in Daniel 12, pastor's tag, 322. All right, so the other day, go to the next slide. Let's tie this in. Trump peace plan, that's what they call it on Wikipedia. It's also called peace to prosperity. We'll get to that. Trump peace plan. This is from worldjewishdaily.com. Now listen closely. I'm just going to read this right here. It says, Israel hit the jackpot on Tuesday with a U.S.-sponsored peace plan that gives the Jewish state control over the large settlement blocks, security control over the Jordan Valley, and a capital in Jerusalem. Pretty one-sided, if you looked at it. The Palestinians are sure to reject the deal of the century, which, notice, flips the script on peace plans of the past. Instead of giving the Palestinians everything they want up front, this plan favors the Israeli position. Significantly, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt all support the proposal. All right, go to the next slide. Remember, flip the script. Now, last week, don't do anything yet. Last week, I showed you the year 1961 was the year of, what was it? No, close. The upside down year. And when you put in the upside down year in your matrix, it comes out to 1961. And when you flip it upside down, it's still 1961. Now, you're going to probably think I've flipped, okay? But it's not me that flipped. Yahweh's flipped. Yahweh's flipped over his plan. He loves this plan. He loves us. He loves you. He loves the work you're doing. Now, get ready to flip. So, flip the script is 966. Trump peace plan is 966. So, let's flip the script. Flip that writing. Flip the script. You see that date? 996, you see that? My witness lifted up his hands on 996, and he vowed about this seven-year peace treaty. Oh, but that's not all. Go to the next slide, please. All right. Are we on the next slide? Okay. Don't do anything. This is Daniel 11:31, because remember, and I'm going to read it to you. It says, the army will stand on his part, and they will pollute the sanctuary of strength, and will take away the daily sacrifice, and they will place the Lord of heaven. All right. Flip the script, please. Flip the script. You see that date? 9906. You see that? Flip the script. Next slide, please. Daniel 9:27. Next slide. Says, he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, 7 years, and in the midst of the week, he will cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. Instead, he will cause the prevalence of the Lord of heaven, even until the destruction that is determined will be poured upon the desolator. This nuclear war that this is going to end in. Now, prevalence of the Lord is 1224, and Beelzebul, a prince of demons, is 1224. That's the Lord of heaven. That's Jupiter. By the way, this came right on time. Can I show this magazine? This is this month's prophetic word, and Jupiter's the god of lightning. Wow. Lightning and thunderbolts. I'll show you in a minute. Peace to prosperity is 1356 in Yemetria. That's another name of this plan. And it means fallen from Zeus. Jupiter. Gee, we don't know who's behind this. Let's go to the next slide. Remember that number 966 Trump peace plan? You see that? Article from Wikipedia. Also called Peace to Prosperity. Now look at the text of Daniel 9:27, and Pastor wrote about this in the Mark of the Beast, chapter 10, verse 161 online. I think it's page 171, 172 in the Mark of the Beast book. Notice the words that they use, abomination of desolation. Pastor proves that means right here, Lord of heaven, Lord of heaven. Notice the Hebrew words right there. When you put them in the Yematria, look what it equals to. 9966 Trump peace plan, right? What a coincidence. Flip the script, right? Flip it. All right, I'm going to have to flip on out of here, but I'm going to show you one more thing. I'm going to show you that Yahweh had this tagged all along. All right? I'm going to prove it to you. 996 and 966 were all in Yahweh's plan. You see that? Trump peace plan, flip the script. You see whose tag that is? 322. And when you add the two numbers up, look what year you get. 1962. Gee, what a coincidence. Right, House of Yahweh? Well, let's give Yahweh some great honor today. Yahweh is in full control. And I better get out of here. And at this time, it's been a great honor and privilege. At this time, if you'd all please stand, I'd like to turn it over now to the great Kohan Ilya Hakan.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. And as we see all of these things taking place with us, of course, the last 3.5 years, we see earthquakes in place after place, disease, pestilence and epidemics, religion against religion or kingdom against kingdom. But these things are caused by the choices of man, by the choices that mankind are making that they're free to make, but they don't want to live with the consequences. And we hope today in the news we can show you through we would consider them grotesque choices, but any sin, any choice that breaks the law of Yahweh is just as grotesque. And of course, we're speaking of the coronavirus that's taking place. Of course, they're saying the center is there in Wuhan, China. Now, for you to understand, it's important to understand the size of this city. If you wanted to compare it to the cities in the United States, you would need to take Washington, D.C. and the whole Dallas-Fort Worth area and combine them. And that's the size of Wuhan, China. It's 11.8 million people. And one thing that they're known for is their exotic foods. And remember, when you consume something, when you try to mix something with your body that Yahweh says won't mix, well, it defiles the person. When you become defiled to the point you can contaminate others, you become abominable. And they're now showing in the news to where these diseases that have been contracted through the breaking of Yahweh's laws, they're saying that you can pick them up now from person to surface. In other words, an infected person coughs, sticks her hands down, wipes something, you come stick your hand in it, you can pick up that virus and now it contaminates you. Now that's how fast sin can spread, and that's why Yahweh's calling us out of this sin-sick world, and he tells us to touch not the unclean thing and he will receive us into this city, into this house, into this kingdom. Those things are not allowed to be brought into this city. It's a place of refuge, protection from the one who seeks to kill. And that's not Yahweh. Yahweh offers life. So remember that when we're going through and watching about this coronavirus, because the United States, this is the mindset of the world. This is a quote from the Commerce Secretary of the United States, Wilbur Ross. And he says, as the world combats coronavirus, Commerce Secretary says it could be great for U.S. jobs. Now, what mindset would look at it? Well, this will shut down China's shipping, so now we can have more jobs. You know, the fear for life is not within people. The care and concern, the respect that should be shown to our life is not within the people that we see in society today. Now, you're going to see the food that they're eating over there that they're saying that started in a market, and you'll see the snakes, the monkeys, the rats, the dogs, the cats that they're eating. But is that any different than the pigs, the shrimps, the lobsters? It's the same thing. How far do you have to go to come in contact with someone that eats shrimp, lobster, pig? You don't have to go very far. So don't deceive yourself into thinking, well, these people are nastier than they are here. It's the same sin, just different flavor. You know, it goes into decision making. Just make sure, and I say that not in jest, but let's recognize it for what it is. And when Yahweh says come out from amongst them and there's only one place of protection, we need to truly believe what Yahweh has said, because this very same person that has taught us this, write this down if you've never read it. I pray that you read it now. Mark of the Beast, Volume 1, pages 167 to 174. Read about the seven-year agreement that was written about many, many years before it ever took place. Before anyone made mention of this seven-year agreement, Yisrael Hawkins was reading about this in the Mark of the Beast, telling people what would befall them in these last days. And we're going to show the speech, and we've edited it down a little bit, that President Trump gave to show everyone so you can see it's the same as the seven-year agreement that was made back in 1993. They're still wanting a two-state solution. They're still wanting to do something with the Temple Mount, and of course the King of Jordan is going to be control over that. He is the caretaker of the Temple Mount, the status quo as they call it. They're still wanting to give East Jerusalem to Palestine. The only thing that you see that's in negotiation with this peace plan is, and it's a plan by force is what it is, and it's you will take it and we're going to get everybody else to help push you in it. It's only a discussion of boundaries. That's literally what they're discussing. Well, Palestine is looking for someone to represent them. Obviously, Israel has someone that represents them. And think of the power that it takes for a nation to go in and say, Jerusalem is yours, therefore it's yours now. Think of the authority that one has to have. Keep in mind, before this agreement was spoken, before it was given out this last week, President or Vice President Mike Pence went to Israel. He left from Israel, he went to Rome. Then he met with the Pope. And then he came back and he met with President Trump. Antonio Guterres, who is the Secretary General of the UN, before this was given, he met with Pope Francis. Now, Mahmoud Abbas has showed that he said that he trusts Pope Francis to make decisions. Watch when they show Mahmoud Abbas, who is appealing to the UN, the UN would not dare speak one word against President Trump's plan. Now, of course, President Trump's plan is not President Trump's plan. He is an enforcer of this plan. But watch very carefully, because we're seeing a negotiation of boundaries. But this plan, this last 3.5 years, don't forget, it's already in play. And you'll see President Trump say, Jerusalem, well, I already gave you that. speaking of this plan, and it's already been done. They moved the embassy there, and it was acknowledged. So please put these things together. Remember the clean and the unclean, but remember what Pastor has brought us and see the similarities, because it hasn't changed one bit. It's the same plan and the same offering as spoken of in the Mark of the Beast many years ago. If we could please go ahead and play the news. At this time, if everyone would please stand, I would like to introduce the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
This is beautiful. One of those experiences. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Okay, if you'll be seated. What we're going to do, since the worldly power stations went down, we heard it explode. what we're going to do is just talk to you for a while, and then at least to my time is up here today, and then we're going to do this whole show then over again next Sabbath, y'all be willing. I wanted to read you this from a very young child. I won't read it all because they're gonna have to give this in their own speech. But named by 1 year old, named by 1 year old. You probably can't see that, but can you see it?
No.
No, can't see it. But the number is 179-1074. My tag number. And 1138. Very small child did this, figured this out. Now, if they can do it, I can do it. Surely. The children in the house of Yahweh are skilled and got skills that the world doesn't even know about. The viewers this week, 839,000 views. Now, there's something about this week that they're telling me about, that this is a few comments. Let me see. There's something here. Maybe I don't have it. Here it is. This number could be as much as four times this. This is just a single network that we use. But also it could be a much more than that, because there was one country here that's listed as one country, but there's 1,280,312 viewers. And I have a page full of viewers here. I don't want to mention these nations, but because it puts them in danger of the world. You know, don't be surprised, as Yochanan said, if the world hates you. This everybody is familiar, I know, with the peace plan, the offer that can't be refused, and that's what they're calling it. Makes no difference what they say. They don't have to accept it. They do not have to say that they won't accept it. It's on. It's in. It's going right now, whether they like it or not. Whether they accept it or not, it's on wheels and it's rolling. The U.S. Vice President Pence, he vows to stand with Israel against Iran. Now, of course, this kind of shows the attitude of the world. It's a Nimrod system that is filled with force and hatred. It will never work. We've got global problems here that the only way to straighten them out is to start over again. And the next time they want conversion, want Yahweh's way, they will get it. It will be here. Pence says, in the presence of dozens of world leaders and dignitaries at the World Holocaust Forum, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence pledged that the U.S. would stand strong against the Islamic Republic of Iran, which he described as the leading sponsor of state-led anti-Semitism in the world. If we could get it in the people's minds, they're saying that the Holocaust was to kill Jews. And they mean by that, of course, there's no such thing as a Jew. There's Hebrew people, and those Hebrew people that took over Germany, that area, there's no other bloodline. They're all the same now in this generation, have been for thousands of years. The Hebrews were taken and they scattered. Due to their actions, they scattered into all nations, all territories of the world. They're in everybody's bloodline in the world. But Hitler was a so-called Jew. His wife was a Jew. His mother and dad were Jews. They were Hebrew people. The Jews they wanted to get rid of was Sabbath keepers, the Hebrew people. They were Sabbath keepers that also used the name Yahweh. We know that because some of them made it here to America, and that's the reason they killed them. They were killing them. Don't use the name. It's the penalty of death. Now that's set up and shown in the Acts of the Disciples in the 7th chapter and before the 7th chapter. Those in Israel today do not keep the seventh day Sabbath. The ones living in Israel, they pretend to keep the Sabbath. They don't keep the feast, the feast Sabbath. They don't keep the new moons. They don't even keep the seventh day Sabbath. They put loads on people that they can't bear. They'd never be able to do what is written in the Talmud for them to do, follow those rules of man, traditions of men. But they pretend they do. They worship gods. They don't worship Yahweh. They're nothing more than Catholics. That's what the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians were, Coptic Catholics. And when they moved to Rome in 70 A.Y., they also took back the name Catholic, universal, which means they worship all gods, which means they worship the gods of the universe, those in Jupiter, the demons, as they're called in Revelations, the 9th chapter, verses 21 and 22. We have this peace plan. Trump deals of the Trump's deal of the century is an offer they can't refuse. It says that twice. If you remember, I said that before they did, many years ago. I said, they're going to beat them down, and then they're going to give them an offer they can't refuse. There's no way to refuse this. There's no way to accept it. And what comes next, of course, is the prophet Daniel, his prophecies. That's what I wanted to cover here today, was Daniel's prophecies of this thing. This global problems that we have, if you do one thing, you create another problem. If you try to solve that problem, you may create 10 more among the nations. And of course, they're standing against Iran. Iran is not the only one that has this line of thinking that the United States and Israel are going to take over the world. Now, with this in your mind, the Holocaust was that very thing. They said these people are going to outnumber the Catholic Church. They're worshiping Yahweh. They want to keep the Sabbath and the feast days. And of course, they started killing them. They started killing them much earlier than that. They were killing them in the days of the prophets, in the days of the disciples. Acts shows they were killing them with the Roman army, the roving army at that time. The apostle Shaul, that they changed his name to Paul, he was a Roman soldier, and he was going after the people who used the name Yeshua. Catholics are very much against the name Yeshua and Yahweh. And they don't say they're against it. They say, oh no, it's too holy to pronounce. Now that's strange that the man called Abel, one called Moshe, one called Abraham, from which the 12 tribes came, they all used the name Yahweh. So these people that are using this as an excuse, they know they're lying. You can't help but know they're lying. They can't help but know it. Well, Yahweh allowed two of these religions in the beginning. One was the tree of life. There's only one that's a tree of life now. That other one is not the tree of life. It's a tree of righteousness and evil. It's what it says in Genesis. But if you practice evil, as Yeshua said in Matthew the seventh chapter, if you practice evil, it's impossible for you to practice righteousness along with it. You can't be evil and righteous at the same time. You either take one or the other. The whole world has accepted the God worship, gods who are evil. You need to watch for this in your studies. They remove the name evil, the word evil, and they use wickedness, which means evil. They use several other words, wickedness, transgression, things like this. They use it to replace the word evil. But if you'll check your scriptures and check the words like wickedness, it means evil, and it takes you back to that word. And if you notice in Genesis, where it first gives the word evil, it carries that same word through the whole book of Yahweh, the translations, except where they changed it, which is many, many times. Abel was righteous, as we see. He taught righteousness. He practiced righteousness. That's given to us in Matthew 23:35. Now, why should you believe these scriptures? Because the same one that wrote this, he said, I tell you before it takes place. So when it does take place, you will believe. Well, why would you believe that? Try to give me an event that will take place tomorrow. Maybe you could. Maybe you got it planned. But there's a great possibility the odds are that you might not be able to accomplish it. Yeshua gave us prophecies that were 2,000 years in the making. That is, they only came true in this generation. And he called it this generation. In Matthew 24, when you have nuclear bombs, he said, that will darken the sun. That only became possible in 1934. Now, Yeshua was the Son of Man. Son of Man, that's what it means. Son of a man. Son of Man. He wasn't son of an angel. He was the Son of a Man. And it gives you in plain scriptures, you just see it for yourself. Why won't you believe it? It tells you who his father was. Well, Yeshua said that we would have bombs that could darken the sun. Later on in 96, in 96 AY, he said, they'll burn the earth in 1 hour. We've got history that we can give you. All you got to do is write in. By the way, our electricity went off, so we're recording this and going to put it on the air later. And we'll give this same, the whole broadcast next week. Because that whole broadcast, Yahweh put together for today, Satan didn't want it to go out. She may win this battle, but she's not going to win the war, I'll guarantee you. in Matthew 23 and verse 35, Yeshua said, so that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the whole earth, from the blood of righteous Abel. Now that goes all the way back to Cain now. This Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and the Herodian. You got to understand this right here to see that the Catholic Church began with Cain. And the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians were sons of Cain. They go the way of Cain, as if you have a King James Version, it'll be Jude 1:11. All the world, they've all gone the way of Cain. That religion was God worship, evil like the gods. Genesis 3:5, evil like the gods. So upon you, speaking of the system of force that we see in Nimrod, and we see it today. We see it in the contracts, the covenants that they're making in the world today. It's the same one, by force, trickery, craftiness. All of these things, you see it in those, in this contract that Trump is pushing forward now, and just in time, this time period that he does this was actually prophesied. In Genesis 4:4, we see the results of this now. This is Cain and Abel. Cain is angry. if you've watched any news lately, you'll see that all of Washington is angry right now, and they're doing things that will bring other reactions that they don't want into the affairs of the nation. The nations were angry, Yahweh said. And then he said, Yeshua said in Matthew 24, he said, the nation against nation, and religion against religion. Nation against nation and religion against religion. In 6-6-2019, he did not sign the 6 months waiver. Now that was a 7-year peace agreement that got shut down in the mist. 9-13 was when it was signed originally, the 7 years. It started in 10-13, 1993, with Bill Clinton. This is all prophecy in Daniel 9. It's a prophecy of a 7-year peace agreement that would be shut down in the mist. It started 10-13-93, signed by Bill, President of the United States, Bill Clinton. Rabin, whose name they translated many because his name means many. It gives their name here. How would they know that a man named Rabin? Can you look down in the future? It's impossible. Mankind does not have that ability. So when Yeshua said, I tell you these things in advance, so when they come to pass, you'll believe me. Brethren, it's hard to believe without seeing. A prophecy said, now get this in your mind in Zechariah, a prophecy said that I will go before you into Galilee. He told his disciples, I'm going to be raised after 3 days and three nights. I will be raised and I will meet you in Galilee. Nobody showed up but Yeshua. Now, compare yourself with this. You're going to have to raise above the 12 disciples. You yourself. You can do it if you'll just think. If you'll just think about what I said. Nobody can foretell the future. No man can foretell the future. These prophecies are sure things. Every one of them coming to pass on time. Yes, the peace plan was shut down in the mist. Shut down in the mist. Daniel 9:27. 3.5 years after starting, the Prime Minister Netanyahu, he shut it down until 2019. He stayed in operation 3.5 years, then he shut it down 2019. 1993 now was when it started, when it was shut down, and it stayed shut down now for 26 years. There's that number 26 again. Wow. 26. Let me see if I got it. In that 26 years that this was shut down, the house of Yahweh was the only one that did it, but the house of Yahweh has been saying it will start again. That's what we've been telling you all along. 26 years we've been telling you that. Well, Daniel 9:27, it's going to start again. Start again. The number 26, we come to that number here. Now, I told you Yeshua was 26 when he started his ministry, when Yahweh started his ministry. I was 26 when Yahweh and brought it about for me and J.G. His name was J.G. at the time. And we were preaching the name Yahweh in a community named Nimrod at a house called Romney that was a community house. And we said, we baptized each other, and then we went on radio and started preaching. Some people are still here from that those radio messages. But the number 26, it actually means, comes from two words. Number one is number one. It comes from number one, which means Father. That's Yahweh. And it comes from 1524, but let me read the rest of this. Father, it means the source of all things. He's the source of all that is created. Try creating something from nothing. He did. Yahweh did. You see the knowledge, the wisdom here that you're passing up when you pass up Yahweh and choose the gods? The gods can't create. Isaiah was inspired to write that Yahweh did this himself, and there was no gods with him at all. It's a source. He's the source of all things, including joy. Joy. There's not much joy in a family who finds out that their wife or children have been molested. Not much joy there. When they're going to be pulled into an army, when they've been given a prison sentence, when they're sick and pain, and they go to the hospital and they're dying, or they're born with it. If you could imagine this, the world is filled with it. The blood or bloodless bodies that was made to begin with, they started developing sin. And of course, sin turned the color, started showing the color. What was it before it was blood? Well, if you remember, the body is about 90-something percent water. And the water does cleansing. And of course, you drink water every day. Most of us do. But the sin turned it a color. There's all kinds of scriptures that go with this, and I don't want to bring it right now, but you can be studying, looking for it as you study. You'll see it now, like, though your sins be as crimson, that's a color. That's a bright red, the color of blood. Though your sins be that. I'm not going any further with that right now, but be watching for these things. You'll see what I'm saying is true. Now, we go from this number 26 to 1524, which comes from 1523, a revolution of time. A revolution of time. Now, in this case, this is a generation, and that's what you find the word generation means, a revolution of time, a set time for something to take place, for the prophecies to take place, a set time for that prophecy. As Daniel said, close the books, seal it, because this is a time, a set time in the future when this will take place. Many days, he said. The revolution of time, age, also it means joy, rejoicing? I'll guarantee you, brethren, if you had to live in the shoes of the people in the world, you would see the bondage that they're under and what they're suffering. Go to the hospital. No, don't go to the hospital. Stay away from that place. They had one of the doctors on television the other day because people were wearing these face masks all over the streets now in Abilene and other places, and they don't like them doing that, and they asked had a doctor on there and was asking him about it. He said, "Well, these masks don't help that much." And he started to say something else, and they looked at him strange. And, you know, they wear them too. They don't help, but the doctors wear them. Did you notice that? Well, there's a lot of people wearing them now, and I think maybe they're probably going to get them some goggles to go with the face mask. But that's what we're facing out there. You know, the world, as Yahweh said, as Yahshua said, Matthew 24, verse 9, I believe, that it'd be sickness and disease epidemics, earthquakes in various places. We got our share of those too. I'm glad that Yahweh said it to where we're in Abilene area. The Abilene, Israel, Abilene, Texas, named after Abilene, Israel, is the least likely place on the face of the earth for a earthquake. Well, this 1524, which comes from the number 26, 1524, it actually means joy, rejoice, joy, gladness, exceedingly, only at the house of Yahweh. Remember, Yahshua said it, Psalm said it, your blessings come from the house of Yahweh. And he says, you praise Yahweh. And he says, you won't see my face anymore until you say. And you'll never see it if you don't say it, and if you don't mean it, you'll never see his face. Blessed is he that comes in the name of Yahweh. You go back to Psalms with interlinear. Look it, prove it. And it shows you it's the house of Yahweh. In the book 2, the so-called New Testament, they changed it, removed the name Yahweh, and put house of the Lord. Now, this is the same Lord of the heavenly habitation that the great Kohan, Benjamin Krause Hawkins, brought out today. I think he covered that part. Well, it's a time or age now, speaking of the generation, Matthew 24, 33 and 34. Now, I want you to go back, and we'll stop on this scripture right here. But let me get something in your mind here on Daniel, the 9th chapter. Daniel 9, because we're in this time period right now. It just came to pass. Came to pass with the actions of Donald Trump. His name is in the hidden codes, as you saw that from the great deacon Michael Ossoff in the number in scripture. The hidden codes of the Bible, his name is there, the time period, all of this is shown. But in Daniel 9 and verse 27, and he will confirm this covenant, that's a 7-year covenant, 1 week, 7 years. And in the midst of the week, he will cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Everything that they sacrificed in that covenant ceased. When Netanyahu took office, he shut it down. Instead, he will cause the prevalence of the Lord. These names, Yahweh and Yahshua, Isaiah, which means has Yahweh in his name, all these names were in the scriptures that they took to Rome and locked up and kept them sealed for over 1,500 years. They were in the scriptures. When the scriptures were translated, they brought the Lord of heaven, the Lord of the heavenly habitation, who brings destruction. Now that prophecy is next to be fulfilled in this 3.5 years right here. That's the last 3.5 years of the seven. Here, the Lord of heaven, even until the destruction, notice, the destruction that is determined, it's prophesied, will be poured upon the desolator. Poured upon the desolator. By nation against nation, religion against religion. Poured upon the desolator. It couldn't be plainer. The prophecy that just came to pass with this peace plan that's shown, not only in prophecy but in the Yematria, it's shown, it's come to pass. Everybody here should understand that. Everybody listening to this broadcast should start working on this. We got books right now out that you can get, The Mark of the Beast is one written and telling you about this present day right now. 76 is written in 1976 and is accurate, 100% accurate, right down to this final time period. The time is up. We'll get this on for next week now, and be prepared. Don't go tell a friend, tell a preacher friend if you want to, but boy, be a part of spreading this word out to the world. Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you.